Hi, and welcome to Packer Transplants, brought to you by Cheesehead TV, with your hosts, Corey Behnke and Aaron Nagler. Today's show, October 18th, 2007, is about the Packers' win over the Washington Redskins, and a closer look at various issues surrounding the Packers during their bye week. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to Packer Transplants.
Football team. We're 5-1, and you don't, you know, they don't hand out victories in this league. So we're proud of the fact of where we are.
From our studios in Inwood, Manhattan, Cheesehead TV brings you two guys who like to think they know something about football.
Hi, and welcome to Packer Transplants. I'm Aaron.
And I'm Corey.
And today, we'll revisit the win over the Redskins, talk about the reinstatement of Corin Robinson, and reflect on the Packers' season so far as the team heads into the bye week. So let's get started.
Let's get started with the good, the bad, and the ugly. We got the good.
We got the good. We got the defensive line.
Yeah.
Charles Woodson. And yes. Atari Bigby.
Game changers.
Can I just say, Atari Bigby, how the heck was he ever cut by two different teams?
Atari Bigby, how can you be number five defensive back all time for the NFL right now?
And we got the bad. We got the offensive line, which was terrible. We have Deshaun Wynn. How do you take yourself out of the game, son?
No, you
toughen up.
How do you miss two field goals, Mason
Crosby? And the ugly, we've got Brett Favre. I'm sorry, Brett. I love you, but come on.
I'd rather have an ugly Brett Favre than a really pretty Joey Harrington.
You would be both. ugly, yes, Brett had an ugly game, but we got the W. But you know who didn't get the W? That would be the Washington Redskins.
No, they didn't.
I have just learned this week. I mean, we have played the Bears, and we've played the Vikings, some teams that hate us. But the Washington Redskin fans,
they're some whiners.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I had no idea.
Yeah, this guy from Green Bay Booze and Broads, this blog,
Bobby
O'Shea, he's got this whole review where he's got all the videos he's found, and it's really
Ladies
funny.
Ladies and gentlemen, I linked to it on the blog
just
today. I got to say, who are these geeks who sit in their bedrooms?
Wait.
Videotape themselves.
I don't know. Wait.
And put themselves up on YouTube.
Wait.
Now, I know what you're going to say, Corey. You're going to say that we're
that
total
you're talking
geeks
about yourself.
Because we're making a podcast. Now, first of all, no one can see us. And that's a brilliant thing.
Yeah, it's very good.
But second
Because I'm not ready for HD, let me just tell you right now.
I just got to say, at least we put a little presentation into things. You know, we have a nice little theme song.
Well, you definitely can't hit microphones. And you can't hit the video camera.
No, and we've got a little, you know, we got a nice little looking website, blah, 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 blah. These kids are like on their couches and on their like beds, like unmade beds.
But
and
they're
just
so
like,
destitute.
They put their Portis jersey on. They're like, yo,
wait.
Redskins
so wait,
suck.
We have the best What's Redskins up? Whiner. He's a true friend of Cheesehead TV.
Oh, yes. Of course.
Let's listen to some of this. This is Marlon Morrison here, a true Redskins fan.
If you guys think you're even going to go to the playoffs or like even win the playoffs with some gunslinging quarterback who all he does is like throw the ball up and prays that someone catches it, and with a defense that's mediocre
not,
at best. If you think
you're
going to go to the playoffs, if you think you're going to win the playoffs, you're disillusioned.
Mediocre?
You're disillusioned.
I'm disillusioned.
That's all I got to say. Washington Redskins since 1973.
I'll let
your boy DC in the house. Santana Moss had a bad game.
Oh,
yeah,
all right?
He is.
Brandon Lloyd dropped the pass at the goal line. How many passes did Moss drop?
A lot.
When he was open. How many passes did Randall Lloyd drop?
A lot.
How many passes did Chris Cooley drop?
A lot.
For all of those fans out there who said the defense shut
us
down.
Yeah, we did shut you down. We just need to shut him off.
You go to 6 minutes, 37 seconds left in that game. You were shut down.
It was over.
Oh, Marlon.
You got a chance. You had the ball.
Why you got it?
And
you
got
calling us disillusioned?
Twice.
You want to. Oh, my goodness.
4th-and-2, Nick Barnett.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Oh, my goodness, right? You need 2 yards.
Wow.
But you can't get them.
You need
two yards.
And you can't. You need
two
it.
Two yards.
No, it's not like it's the third quarter and you need it. You need it.
Shut
down.
Yeah.
That's the game right there.
Let's talk about the defense.
I love this defense.
They win games.
They've won two games for us now. I mean, they won the game against the...
Yep, Charles Woodson. Corey Williams
against the
Redskins
and against the Eagles.
Charles Woodson.
Maybe it's an NFC East.
Changes the game.
It is. I mean...
Well, and that's the thing you can't argue with. Look, we've beat 3 out of 4 NFC East
with one yet
teams.
To come. Yeah, we have. We've dominated the NFC East by 3 points twice.
If we were in the NFC East, we would be in the
king of the hill,
East champions.
Oh, but wait a second. But we're the king of the hill in the
it's
NFC
true.
North as well.
Well,
so it's
we're
okay.
The south. We're the
Northeast
champions,
baby.
That'd be cool if you could win 2 divisions if you beat everybody in the other division.
We should win 2 divisions because that NFC East conference is ridiculous.
Well, let's talk about McCarthy getting his due.
You know what? I'm glad he got a little pub in the on Fox Sports this week. Adam Schein did a nice column about him. I'm a total fan of Mike McCarthy.
I like him.
I was very I was questionable at first. I think most Packer fans were who? You know. But I gotta say, you know, everyone keeps I keep reading people McCarthy's a terrible play caller, blah blah blah.
No, he's
blah,
not.
Blah. He is not a terrible play caller, people.
No.
All you got to do for 2 seconds is listen to the man calling a play, and you will know he is not a terrible play caller.
Well, speaking of calling a play, we've got that NFL
Game
of the Week. Right. So let's listen to one of McCarthy's plays. This is the play for Donald Lee.
Zebra 85, Brett. Zebra 85. Zoom stronger right. Deep. Box 2. Zebra deep out. Z hit flag.
Oh, my gosh. That's so great. I love listening to that stuff. And I just want to say right now, quickly, anybody out there who's listening who thinks Mike McCarthy is a terrible play caller or he's horrible, he's the worst play caller, I challenge you. We've got the number. Call me. 646-797-2909 or go to cheeseheadtv.com. Leave me a comment.
Yeah.
Just talk to me, people. If anybody out there knows what the hell he just said and tell me why that's a terrible play call, go ahead.
Well, it wasn't.
You know why
it actually resulted in a touchdown.
That's my point. Or a near touchdown. But all I can
say is,
point is, you don't know what the heck. You're out of your element, Donnie. You're out of your element. You don't know what you're talking about.
Trade deadlines.
The trade deadline came and passed, ladies and gentlemen. And Ted Thompson did nothing. Yay!
I'm not going to clap for that.
What did you want them to do? I mean, did you really
trade?
See, that's
he could have traded
for Randy
Moss.
You just wanted to trade. Oh yeah, I'm sure he was on the block there, Corey.
He could have traded for Chris Chambers.
What do we need Chris Chambers for?
He could have traded for Najee Davenport, who is looking good, dude. By the way,
yeah,
Najee Davenport,
except for the fact that he's going to go to jail. But other than that, it's great. Yeah. That's great. I love endangering children on our team. That's wonderful.
Well, okay. Well, put me in the list of deluded fans that hope that he might trade for somebody.
But who? I mean, Bennett.
I don't know.
That
somebody's
was the big
third
trade
string running back.
That's my point. We've
somebody's
got we've got a whole stable of third string running backs. We
somebody's,
don't need another one.
Somebody's backup center.
We don't need any of that. We've got all those guys. No one's going to trade the kind of guys we need. What we need is a stud guard who no one's going to trade.
No.
Or a stud running back who no one's going to trade.
No.
Everyone wants to say Michael Turner. It's not going to happen.
Well, it's not because the trade deadline's over.
It's just, you know. Whatever. Anyone who is shocked by the fact or upset with the fact that Thompson didn't make a move at the trade deadline is not very knowledgeable and hasn't been following the Packers
Let's talk about something that's coming up for the Packers is that we have got to stop the cover 2 defense shutting us down.
The Tampa 2 is presenting a problem.
Let's listen to a McCarthy really quick talk about that.
We need to move the ball against Tampa 2. I mean, I always liked it when people played me Tampa 2 because you want to run the ball. So it really goes back to the run game question. We need to do a better job of taking advantage of a 7-man box. If you got 2 backs in the backfield and you do not run the ball well against a 7-man box, you're playing uphill.
Yeah, you think so?
Playing uphill.
Wow.
That's the understatement of the year right there.
That's a graceful statement right there. You know what? It's hard to play cover 2 when you have to cover 3.
No.
Speaking of Corin
Robinson
being reinstated.
Is back with the Green Bay Packers.
NC State in the house. I'm from Raleigh, so, you know. Not from Raleigh, but I lived in Raleigh a significant portion of my life.
Is he NC State?
Yeah.
Really? I didn't realize
Yeah,
that.
He's from NC State. North Carolina State University. Raleigh, my favorite university in North Carolina.
He is 9th overall pick with the year he came out.
Yeah.
Suffered some horrible drops there in Seattle.
Really bad drops.
But I think he could be a good return man. Although, you know, I gotta say, I really like the job Tremont Williams is doing back there. I don't want to see this kid get
let me just
off
tell you, if we can get Corin Robinson and Greg Jennings to fight for the number two, there would be nothing better
for
the Green
Bay
Packers.
Then we're doing well if that happens. I mean,
things are going good. Then
I think that's at least a month
down the
road.
Let James Jones kind of develop on his own and not have to go to him, so he's fumbling.
I agree. No. And then last week he got open down the sideline, Brett just missed him. But I agree. I think this can only help the offense, especially against the tons of Tampa 2 defenses they're about to face. I mean, not that most of these clubs actually don't. Well, some of them do traditionally run the Tampa 2. Like
no,
Denver doesn't. They
now
run Jim
they
Bates.
Do.
They will they're go to cover 2 a lot
against us. Yeah.
But Kansas City, that's Herm Edwards. That's Tampa 2. You know, I think we're gonna see, and teams that don't play it will play it. Every other team in our division plays it.
Yep.
And so, you know, I think the more we can get. We're going to have to do it through the air because goodness knows we can't do it on the ground.
Wow.
What
happened? Where's our offensive line?
It's disappeared.
How come
I
Mark
Tauscher
has like a holding penalty every game?
I know.
And you know, Mike McCarthy singles out Clifton. But you can't single out those two guys.
He singled them out this week,
didn't he?
In his press conference. I think the biggest thing that needs to happen is we need to settle on the guard position. I think Wells will come back, and we need to I think Tony Mall needs to step in. He showed – not great, but he showed competently against the Redskins.
We got
to
get Scott Wells
that
back.
He needs to slide over, take College's position, because College is just terrible. I'm sorry. He's just not getting it done.
I'm sorry.
We need to get Scott Wells back.
It's so imperative.
Spitz wasn't terrible. Spitz wasn't awful.
No,
he was
imperative.
Fine. He got the calls down.
No.
Brett didn't get killed by a blindside blitz or anything. I mean, he was fine. But Corin Robinson, I think, will definitely help them.
Oh, yeah.
In the passing
game. Four really
good
wide receivers.
This is like a month down the road.
And that's not even Ruvell Martin. Larry McCarron said this.
Ruvell Martin has a good I've said that
play
since training camp.
Every game.
Every game. Exactly. I couldn't agree more.
No.
I think Corin
Robinson.
What did
he say? He said Ruvell Martin does something good every game.
I agree. I could not agree more, which is
why. Five wide receivers. Five.
This is the thing.
Five wide.
We're going to see a lot of spread.
Five
no
wide,
back
baby.
Shotgun,
St.
Baby.
Louis Rams offense.
All I can say is that the Packers have, they haven't been told what the roster exemption is yet for Robinson. It could be up to 2 weeks, probably a week. And then at that point, they're going to have to decide who to cut from their 53.
Yeah.
My guess is Sean Bodyford, which is unfortunate because I think he does bring something to the return game, although they haven't let him return the ball. Obviously he doesn't bring much in the receiving game, so I think he's the obvious cut. I think he'll go. But, you know, who knows? Who knows? They got a couple guys in the offensive line.
We need to keep our
Warren
corners.
Thompson. As long
as we keep our defensive backs, I'm okay.
But I'm excited. I'm excited to have Corin Robinson back. You could definitely add to the offense. And they had a nice call with him. Actually, he was on a layover on his travel back to Green Bay. It was a layover, I think, in Texas, maybe. Maybe North Carolina.
Yeah, he doesn't know when he's coming back to Green Bay. He still doesn't know what the schedule is.
But he'll be at practice on Monday. And they talked to him on the phone, and here's what he had to say.
And this is the only chance that I need. And I know this is my last chance, and if I do anything to jeopardize that, then I didn't deserve it in the first place.
You know, magically, through the power of the internet, I just found out, literally, as we listened to that, looking at the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com, the NFL has granted the Packers a 2-week roster exemption.
Nice.
So right before that quote, I said we didn't know, but now we know. It's pretty amazing how information
good.
Travels
I like
these
it.
Days. We have 2 weeks to evaluate where Corin is and whether we want to activate him. And then once they activate him, they got to cut somebody. And again, as I said, I think that would be Sean Bodyford, but we'll see. But I hope he gets it together. I really do. I think he can help us win a lot of games.
Winning games, when do you think we're going to lose again?
I that's a good question.
It's a new poll on
CheeseheadTV.com. CheeseheadTV.com, listeners. Oh, and by the way, our previous poll, who will win the NFC North? The runaway winner
was the Green Bay Packers.
In a landslide was the Green Bay Packers with 22 votes to 0 for everybody
else. Maybe we should do better polls.
I don't know. I feel, okay, I got to say though, 22, Come on. Tell your friends. Tell your family.
Yeah, send
we need
it
more
to
than 22
we
people
to
vote on
this,
these polls.
Share it, you know? No,
share it, people. Send the link.
So when are we going to lose? We're going to lose at Denver?
No.
At Kansas City?
No.
Minnesota?
No.
Carolina?
No.
At Detroit?
No.
At Dallas?
No.
Oakland?
No.
At St. Louis?
No.
At Chicago? Detroit?
No.
Or the other answer is...
What loss? Loss? What are you talking about, loss?
I wonder which one is going to be picked.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
I want to give
it'll
a shout out. We've got a new buy us a beer little thing on the blog.
Go to cheeseheadtv.com. Click
beer
on
tanker,
the little beer stein.
$3 from PayPal.
You can buy us a beer.
Actually, we get like $2.69 or something.
But you can buy us a beer.
Yeah, it's nice. We'll drink the beer.
Oh, wait. I'll drink it right. Oh, wait.
No, we can't do that. It's a clean broadcast. Listen. Forum. We've got
a forum.
Wait, wait,
wait. Cindy Johnson. One person has already bought us
it's
a beer.
True. It's
Cindy
true.
Johnson.
Thank
of
you so
Astoria,
much.
Oregon. Thank you.
And we didn't get a girly beer per your request.
I'm drinking Newcastle, which I do not think qualifies as a girly beer.
And we want to
thank
talk about
much.
The forum. The forum has tailgating recipes. It's got jokes.
It's
we
got
want to talk to you. We want to have a conversation.
Around,
we want to have a dialogue.
The internet. Check it out. Cheeseheadtv.com. We've got a forum. It's
and
great.
The main thing. Call in. It's the bye week. Give
call
a
in.
Little excitement.
Tell
to
us
the,
what
to
you
life
want.
Right now.
What do you
we've
like
got,
about the podcast?
We've got Sunday football and nothing's going on.
What don't you like about the podcast?
646.
More Corey.
797.
Less Aaron.
2909. Again.
What do you want?
646-797-2909. Call us. We want to hear from you.
That's it for this week's show. We hope you enjoyed the latest installment of Packer Transplants. Please tell your fellow Packer fans about us. Visit us at cheeseheadtv.com and buy us a beer.